Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Here we go.
Did you just say it out loud?
Yep, said it out loud. Man. Boom, 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 boom. What is going on with my life today? Welcome to, look at the stem, I'm filthy. Haven't brushed my teeth, haven't shaved, I've got a headache. Rock and roll, welcome to the show. Welcome, good evening. It's the late night alternative. It is,
Friday. It's Friday. It's the weekend. It's trying to get down.
Let's get the phone lines. We got the David Turner's and the computer game show Posse are coming on later on today. I know who that is. They left a voice message. That's the person who's been
using the dirt on John Gaunt.
Okay, got some great dirt. Also got some great merch for you guys. Look at this now. This is the master copy. I'm going to post you. Here's the link. Look at this. This is the link for something very, very exciting that you guys, the first bit of merch up on the new ianandcatherine.com. It's the first bit of merch. It's this.
It's the cursed show, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, this is the master copy. How do I know? Because I've labelled it the wrong way. It opens that way. It should, of course, open that way. So this is the master copy. Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle, Rabbit Hole Brighton, 9/11. 19, but it's the British 9/11. Bootleg number one. It's going to be a whole series of bootlegs. This is it. This is the cassette. It's going to open. This will open. This is the master one. I have to do it twice because the first one came out bloody awful. And I think I had to clean the head. So that tape recorder hasn't recorded anything for 20 years.
Well, it's also because it's Satan's own show.
So this is happening. So we're doing them in batches of 10, right? Because it takes ages. There are six left in batch number one. Six left in batch number one. And we have to be done every single time by hand. This is it. All right, this is it. And the case, if you can see, the cases are going to be cracked when they come. This is going to be a proper cassette. The cases are going to have little cracks in it. It's all going to be, it means if they get cracked in the post, we're covered.
You can say you're meant to do it.
So this is happening. It is like the ring. Hello, Patty. Clean that leg, baby. This is it. This is we've been talking about this. They are being
it's really noisy.
It's a noisy cassette. There we go, it's happening. It's the show from Brighton where it all kicked off.
It did, and then we went and sat in the car, we cried a little bit, and then we came back.
Nearly went home. This will not be available to stream or on compact disc or anything else. It's only on cassettes. We're doing it in batches of 10. 40% of the first batch have gone, and that means I've got to do 10 tapes. I have to listen to it. Actually, I have to listen to bits of it to make sure it's all right, because the first one was crap. But this is happening. How much does it cost? This is £20, because each cassette takes frickin' ages. I have to sit there and do it in real time. These cut proper bootlegs. Proper. This is bootleg number one. It's going to be a whole series of bootlegs. This is bootleg number one.
But, you know, it will be disturbing to whoever listens to it.
Will there be any Spectrum games on the end? No, but there are actually, on side one, there's a little bit of room and there's a couple of little bonuses on there.
Oh, really?
There's a couple. What am I stuck on? Why is this pulling weirdly? Oh, because this has come down. That's why. Knew it felt weird. There are a couple of little bonuses on side one, guys. Side one. I cut my hand quite badly tonight.
He has. I was there to witness it.
Well, there was a cut there as well. I didn't know there was a cut there. There was a cut there. And there's flapping skin there. So I'm having that's the way it happens. That's life. That's life, guys. Welcome to the show. It's the Friday night show. It's the last month of just us being on Twitch. It's the last month.
Strong out on heroin.
There we go. That's
we're all in Brighton, James. We're all in Brighton.
What's happening?
You also interested?
The Brighton
stop
show.
It, stop it.
That's the Brighton show. Flipping heck. That was the Brighton show.
See, it's got a life of its own. It wants to procreate. Boy, it wants you to hear it.
That is it. That is it. It's worth it. We sing. We do. We sing Republica in front of Saffron from Republica.
We came out all guns blazing. We had no idea what the evening held in store.
And he says, "I need to see the end of that. Come dine with me. It's on YouTube, baby. I think it's on my YouTube. Let's have a little look. Ian Lee, come dine with me. There we go. It's on. You've got to subscribe to my channel on YouTube because that's going to be an important part of that. Wow, this is annoying. If you're listening to the podcast, you think, I want that cassette. I really want that cassette. IanandCatherine.com. IAIN and Catherine with a K.com. Go and have a little look-see at the store. And all of Scott's stuff should be on there, but it's not for some reason. There's been a glitch in the Matrix, so it should be, but it's not there. This is the Late Night Alternative. It's the only phoning show on Twitch, and we're feeling...
And it's a limited edition, because we've got a month of this left.
Here's an anonymous phone call. This could be racist. Hello, caller.
Hello, Catherine's on time tonight.
Why don't you fuck off?
I've got an alarm clock. I'm going to send it in.
Why don't
box.
You fuck off, you little prick? Instead of calling in with your anonymous withheld number and being sarky and snarky, why don't you
get...
There, say that again? There we go. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. We heard it. There we go. Thought I was going to join in on the joke and then realise you couldn't. I'm going to call in with my anonymous phone number. Sorry for the swears, but I'm going to call in and hide my phone number and I'm going to score some points. No, you're not. You're going to look like a sad, sad little lonely boy. But thanks for trying.
As the song says, if you cross her, then you cross me. If you cross that, etc. Don't try and get in between us, because we can say what we want to each other, but you can't.
Hey, Ricardo, thank you. Absolutely, Rick, thank you. He thought I was going to be on his side.
Also, it's not true.
Thought we were mates.
The point he's raised is about me getting here first thing in the morning, but we have an arrangement whereby I drop my kids off at school and then I get here as quick as I can.
Little boy thought I would join in with his joke.
What?
But I didn't. I called him out for being a sad bloke. Well done on your Radio 4 interview. Thought it was interesting and funny at the end when Ian asked for a job. This is the thing. A lot of people said, I was really funny when you did that. It wasn't a joke. It was not a joke. It was genuinely me asking that guy for a job and he didn't come back.
I find it staggering that so many people think that we're choosing to go this way of some sort of bravery, bravado, confidence, courage. No, we have absolutely no other choice.
No, sir. No, sir. I'm going to write down, I have to write down now that this podcast is NSFW, contains swears early on. Podcast. Yeah, that's right. If you sign up to the Patreon, you get the full audio, probably to be tomorrow morning. Now, I do have some sad news. We were on 579. We're now on 578. Someone has disappeared. Someone has dropped off of the Patreon subscription train.
We just don't seem to be able to get out of the 70s.
No, I have my thoughts, I have my feelings, I have my beans. But before that, you talk to the boys and girls because I need to get some tape to make this thing stick because it's
nice.
Going to get on my nerves.
Okay. So today I had one of those days where I should have had the whole day to myself and I should have been able to chill out, but it got taken up with people not doing what they're supposed to do. So waiting in for a delivery. They came at the very, very end, almost the beginning of the next delivery window. And then, because my daughter has been given a phone and dropped it straight away on some tiles, I know our idiotic fault giving a kid a phone, I went and took it to get fixed. And when I got to the fixing shop, there was a sign that said, gone for my lunch, back at one. It was 1:10. I waited till 1:30. Then he looked at it and went, oh, I can't fix that. So I was going to do some work when I got home, and I thought, no, I'm not going to. I'm just going to sit here and do nothing, because I should have been doing that all day. Up yours, the man. And that's the end of my story. Okay, today.
What's your thoughts on James Whale on Talk Radio? I don't have any thoughts on him.
Oh, we've got an anonymous call.
Oh.
Who could it be? Who could it be?
Mm-hmm. Yes? 3, 2, 1.
You know what?
Goodbye.
A bottler. Oh, dear.
So, we did Radio 4, the media show, and, you know, it went kind of as I expected. It was nice to see Dashi. We used to work with her years ago, and that was lovely that she was, I didn't know she was presenting it. So that was a thrill and a surprise. But it was pointless. We didn't get any extra subs, as we knew, and it just felt a little, hey, look at these mavericks out on their own. No, look at these two parents trying to feed their kids. That's all we're doing.
Yeah.
And the asking, for those who missed it, there was a guy from Bauer Media on that owns every radio station in the world, except for the ones owned by Globotech. And at the end, hey, cassette is ordered. Thank you, JKRXR. 5 left of this. I asked him for a job, and it wasn't a joke. It was genuine. Give us a job. We got awards.
Because
give us a job.
That question. Oh, could you ever imagine going back to radio? Yes.
if someone phoned me up and said, "Would you like to come back to radio?" He's anonymous. Yeah. What do you want?
What's that?
Come in over the hill. It's a block.
It's a bell end. Is it a bell end? Mark says, sorry for having to make you change it back to 579. Don't apologise for that. That's great news. That is great news. Thank you.
I just want to get out of the 70s. It's depressing the crap out of me. Is it you?
It's not just that's depressing the crap out of me. No more anonymous phone numbers this evening. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you would be a very, very welcome indeed. It's kind of a laid-back show tonight, both a little bit. I've got a really bad headache, and I feel a little bit nauseous. Whoa, we've only got one of these tapes left of the first tranche. Once we get these sent out, so probably Monday or probably Tuesday, another 10 will go up. Wow, that's incredible.
Thank you.
They will. That's completely taken me by surprise. That's brilliant. Thank you. I will get these copied over the weekend. Then I will spend the weekend like I did as a teenager, tape to taping, then I will get them posted out probably Monday, and then we'll put another 10 up. Thank you. There'll be more merch coming up very, very soon. Now I know how to access the website. Look at that. That's a thing of great beauty. That is a thing of great beauty, a cassette, all because we poo-pooed Luke Haynes doing cassettes. And then my little gonch brain went, hang on a minute. I looked at the website and went, Not high-speed dubbing, Dave.
Bed.
I did the first one and it sounded bloody awful. The heads needed cleaning. So I've cleaned the heads, no high-speed, no doubly, not putting any doubly on it. It's as is, and it sounds like a cassette. It sounds like a cassette. Jenna says, disappointed they referred to Catherine as your producer and not co-host. Now, I had a chat with them about this afterwards because it was filmed. It was on Zoom. And the guy from Bauer, there was no one there that could work the microphone. It's because they've sacked everybody off that knows how to do their job. Thank you, Jerry Peapot, for upgrading your Patreon. And it was being used for the news channel. So you might, if you watch the news channel, you might see it on the news channel later on. Let me switch my phone off, sorry. And I did say, one thing, if you caption it, Catherine is... What? I don't had to have a little look at something. That's exciting. Catherine is, she's not the producer of this. We don't really have a producer. She's the presenter and I'm the presenter. And someone got back and said, I'm really sorry. It did say in the script, producer, presenter. And then it got kind of dropped as it was ending. Really sorry. If it goes out on the news channel, we will change that. So
it's all good, but it kind of all compounded, didn't it? I felt small and despondent when we finished that.
We both came away going, ah, shit.
It felt a little bit like, you know, if you go and meet your parents' friends and you've not seen them for a while and they say, so, I hear you're working on the internet now. That sounds fun. That's what it felt like. And that's no shade to Dashing because, you know, she's a nice person and she does her job well. But, you know, we're worried about it. My feeling is I don't really want to talk to anyone about it now until we've actually done it.
Lord of the Pies, thank you. £50 Donaziano, thank you. Thank you, everyone who donated on my birthday and everyone who bought presents. We've got some packages behind us that we're going to open in a bit. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's very, very, very kind of you. But the interview went how I expected the interview to go. It was exactly what I thought it was going to be. But it just came away, I just came away thinking, screwed. And it just sent me on a little bit of a downer. But tonight's show is not going to be a downer. Tonight's show is going to be an upper. It's going to be an upper!
Right upper.
I might have to throw this T-shirt away.
Why?
It's got holes in it and it's really faded now. This is one of my favourite, my Land Ho, my Stephen Page Land Ho.
Have you got like a little hole here? Right, I put a T-shirt on this morning and had a little hole here, and I've always thought it's from, like, bras. But obviously, you're not washing bras.
No, it's from Cats. This is from Cats, I think. It's from Cats. So I might have to get rid of... it looks faded and stuff, so I'm going to get rid of my... But I'm enjoying throwing... I threw away a couple of Monkeys T-shirts the other day because they had, like, crust under the arms. You'll get that crust.
No.
Sign it, sell it as merch. Sell Stephen Page's T-shirt as our merch. That is genius. That is actual genius.
Wow.
Thank you very much indeed. Oh, at one point earlier on today, in this house, because of this cassette, there was a snake on the loose.
What the hell? You didn't tell me that.
Well, because the snake is no longer on the loose, but you know where the snake house is on top of the cassette player. And I was trying to do one thing, and I knocked over the snake house, and the snake was gone.
Boy.
At one point. The snake was gone at one point. It's back now, and that's cool, but it was a little bit concerning for a while.
Now, is this where we've got to see where Jenna is amongst those toys?
Oh.
Yes, spot Jenna, yeah.
She's Olaf. Hey, Jim, how you doing, man?
I'm good. I did commit the cardinal sin.
Oh, what have you done?
I raided you when you weren't live yet.
Oh, did you do it in the first hour, the B-movie?
Well, it was 2 minutes past eight, but I made the mistake of not checking whether you'd actually started.
Oh, we were a little bit, yeah. Well, thank you for the raid. It's appreciated. We were watching Alan Partridge, if I'm completely honest.
I haven't watched it yet. I'm trying to...
This was the episode 5. This wasn't the latest one. This was the one before. So we were not quite there yet. But we were watching that. So we were a little bit late. And whose child is that in the background?
They're playing outside.
Bloody kids!
I can give you I won't show you the kids, but I could swap the camera so you can see the oak tree outside if you want.
I suppose so.
Not bothered.
No, I'm not bothered.
I'm going to come.
Okay. By the way, the cassette tranche one has sold out.
That's
10 of these bad boys. Thank you,
that's
thank
incredible.
You,
thank
you. I will get making over the weekend. And the cover, that's the cover. It's just going to be like a proper bootleg like you get at a record fair. That's going to be it. And
I did notice the one on Twitter had got the crack already. So.
Yeah. This is the cassette cases always had cracks in. I remember buying them very rarely did I buy albums on cassettes, but occasionally I would. And it would always have the crack in. It's going to have the cracks in. Yours will be the right way round. It will be that way round as they're meant to be. But they will get made this weekend. They will get sent out on Monday. Thank you.
Awesome.
Anything else?
I just wanted to say the birthday Call of Duty the night before was amazing. I'd encourage anybody to go back and watch the video.
It was hilarious. On YouTube. There's going to be, well, I do. I'm around this weekend, Jem. I'm seeing my mum tomorrow morning, and I'm doing the radio show on Twitch FM, TLNAFM on Sunday night. Apart from that, I'm free, baby.
Awesome. Well, I might raid you Sunday as well then, because I'm streaming Sunday evening.
So. All right. Nice one, man. Thank you. All right. Well, have a lovely show. Enjoy the show. The show is dedicated to you, brother. It's dedicated to you. Please don't make each batch a different colour, as I don't want to end up getting them all.
Oi!
The colour, right, the colour, it will depend. We've got loads of different cassettes. Someone very kindly sent us a load of blank cassettes. So they will be whatever. This one is the Memorex, which is not my, this is the master tape, but the Memorex were not my favourite. TDKs were my favourite.
And I'm going to decorate some of them.
Okie dokie, this is great. May not be this batch that you're going to get decorated. Morrissey sold other bands' LPs signed by him for £300 on his last tour. Did you see that? That's he was selling other albums on his merch stand signed by him.
Are they like his curated albums, the albums that he likes? Is that what the idea is?
I don't know, just records.
Outrageous.
It's weird, isn't it? It's weird. They've sold out. Thank you very much indeed. We will get more up. And all I can say is, please don't actually listen to it. It works on the same principle as The Ring, and it will be thoroughly unhealthy.
Once that stuff is in your head, it will never be out.
0203 286 6370. Do you remember when that bloke called in and had a go at you and thought I was going to be on his side until I called him out and then he swore at me? That was funny. That for me is funny.
Why are people like that?
I don't know. He's calling in again right now.
Oh, I know why. Because it's wine time.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He's calling in. No anonymous calls, guys. If you wanna call in, you gotta show us your phone number. That's all you got to do. There we go.
We don't mind you coming on being cheeky, but
be a bit cheeky.
But tell us what your phone number is.
Be a little bit cheeky. I don't really have anything for the show this evening. Let me see what's happened. We were on Wednesday, which is my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, should we open the birthday presents?
Yes.
I think some of these are birthday presents. I don't know. One, two, three. There we go. Right, we got a postcard from Jackie. Would you like to read the postcard from Jackie?
I would love to.
Thank you, everybody.
It's a postcard of...
You want to write to the show? If you're listening, this is the address, TLNA, PO Box 1181, Aylesbury, HB22 9TE. 1181, Aylesbury, HB22 9EE. We just missed a phone call as well.
This is a postcard of Clacton-on-Sea. For some reason, there is a cross there in the sea. We'll find out why in a minute.
Should it not be Clacton-upon-Sea? Dredge, what do you think? Should it be Clacton-upon-Sea or Clacton-on-Sea?
Clacton really, really near sea, certainly.
Okay. Yeah, because it's not a floating town, is it?
That looks nice, actually.
It looks 90s as well.
Magic.
Is nice, the Discord... Nice in the 90s. Bagsy says,
is the Discord for Patreons only? No, it's not. It's for everyone. And I'm going to get you... While Dredge is talking, I'm going to get you the link for Discord, and I'm going to invite you and everybody in. Dredge, speakez-vous, s'il vous plaît, monsieur et madames.
Bonjour tout le monde, et aussi beaucoup.
Okie dokie, me likey.
Continue.
I can't. I'm getting a bit obsessed with the New Monkees.
Right. Oh, God. Okay. This is, for those who don't know, the New Monkees in the mid-80s, there were a lot in America. They did like a lot of new programs where it was old programs with the word new on, and they did it for the Monkees and the New Monkees, and it was it's unwatchable and unlistenable.
Well, you
it's
say
a
that.
Terrible show.
It sounds like Dredge has been watching it.
Oh, I bet he hasn't watched an episode of it.
Dredge? You're right. I haven't watched an episode.
Thank you. The story itself is fascinating. But
that's what I was interested in.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm getting interested in.
Go on, talk to me, brother.
Well, I just stumbled on this podcast called Totally 80s. You probably hate that because I know you're up to date. You're all very.
I'm a fashionable guy, but I can dig the olden days, mate.
The olden days.
I can dig the olden days.
Yeah.
The 80s were 40 years ago. You know that, right?
God.
Yeah, I know exactly. When we were growing up in the 80s, 40 years ago was World War II. It's like you coming to see me at school and going, have you heard of this Vera Lynn? She's amazing.
What are you talking about? You like the Monkees there in the 60s.
That was 20 years before.
Yeah.
Thank you.
20 years. Thank you.
I'm glad we're doing all this year's maths. The point being...
Oh, right, a point, yeah.
All of a sudden. I'm sorry, we got it wrong the last 6 years.
What was interesting was that I was watching this podcast about the 80s. They brought the New Monkees back to talk about the show.
Yeah, they still hang out and do stuff, yeah.
Which was a terrible idea. I mean, it's like the idea behind it was the Monkees suddenly got really big in the 80s again because they were on MTV.
Yeah.
And so the people behind the scenes thought, we're doing New Monkees. That's a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it wasn't. But because it would be like doing, oh, let's have the New Beatles as a TV show and an album. You know, it wouldn't really work, would it?
Yeah.
But the interesting thing to me was that this was in 1987, this show. They're all still really good mates.
Yeah.
They're all really sort of good friends. And I was surprised at that, you know. I mean, it was a sort of a peculiar experience, and they still got this chemistry there. The programme might have been terrible.
They may have the chemistry now. They certainly didn't have it in the... I've never been able to watch a full episode.
But I think there should be a new Kids on the Block.
Yeah, we can do that. I can sort that out. You know when the Monkees were recording their 80s album, Pool It, which is terrible, but I've got a soft spot for, in the next studio... The New Monkees were recording their album.
Great.
Yeah,
great.
And there's
and
a story about...
A fight.
No, they didn't. But they didn't talk to each other. And there's a story about one of the New Monkees going to... Like, there was a car show in the 80s, and Mickey Dolenz was there signing stuff. And he joined the queue. And when he got to the queue, he went, hey, man, I'm one of the New Monkees. And Mickey said... Ah, shit. All right, come and see me during the break. Let's have a chat. And they had a chat, and it was apparently quite frosty. And Mickey said, look, I don't hate you. You know, I'm glad you got some work, but the whole concept sucks, and I don't want anything to do with it. You know, blah, 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 blah. I think they've accepted it now, and I think that Mickey Dolenz was doing some karaoke thing, and one of the New Monkees got up and sang with him. I don't know. There has been an attempt by some Monkees fans to bring the New Monkees into Monkey fandom, and I'm having nothing to do with that. I'm a traditionalist.
But it would have been much better if it hadn't even been called that. It would have been much better if they'd been called the Haircuts or something, and it was just nothing to do with them. It might have had some sort of success. But obviously, what was interesting was they said they did some sort of publicity tour, the New Monkees, and they said they had death threats in New Jersey. So that was...
One of Nesmith's sons auditioned for it, Jason Nesmith.
But what I found interesting about this podcast was it was presented by this American woman,
yes.
And she was just so enthusiastic and naturally, she had all this energy and enthusiasm and it seemed really natural. Whereas a lot of English podcasters, they can't really do that. I they all sound slightly embarrassed.
Or sarcastic.
They can't, the American podcasters, they've got this incredible, charisma just naturally. And then the English come on and say, hello.
I was something to do with when the computer game show people go on. Hello. They like computer games.
I just noticed that a difference in energy. I think it's, if you come from Bolton, you are going to be more downbeat.
He's dissing people from Bolton by a dredge.
Wow.
I think we've seen this before, but I'll show you very briefly the new monkeys. It's so awful.
Oh my God.
And it's unwatchable, really. Helen, and I live with these four rock stars in a house you're just never going to believe.
Oh God.
It's just, you're listening to this, we're watching some terrible mullets and haircuts and...
It's just all very busy, isn't
it? It's awful. Awful. The worst kind of... We were back to the post. Catherine, this lovely postcard of Eric Clapton on sea.
What I love is that it starts with the words, yes, capitals, exclamation. You sent me a postcard, so here's one for you. Clacton Beach on a sunny day. I've put an X above my head, so I'm waving to you, sending you warm wishes of positive sunshine. All the best to you, Jackie.
Hey, Jackie, we'll take the warm wishes and the positive sunshine. Before we get to the next bit of post, I've seen a great... You want to see something weird?
Yes, always.
Van Morrison. I'm loving Van, the man at the moment, right? This is great.
Is he full anti-vax?
Oh, this is... He's angry now because he's not allowed... I think it's the health secretary for Northern Ireland. Has banned concerts, right? He's banned concerts. He is furious about this. So he does... I don't know what this event is, but watch this.
With Rolling Stone magazine... I was dangerous.
Bring him on. This is a man who, during the Troubles, never made one protest song, never spoke about it publicly, as far as I'm aware. Certainly never did a song, right? But this...
Okay, well, if I can't affect any change in this situation, right, I don't have any power, or my power is very limited to change this situation. Robin Swan has got all the power. He's keeping us in this over 15 months. All I have to say is...
Donuts.
Thank you, Buster.
If I don't have any power, my power is extremely limited, if at all. Robin Swan's got all the power, so I'd say... Robin Swan is very dangerous. Robin Swan is very dangerous. Robin Swan is very dangerous. Robin Swan is very dangerous.
Then he sees Ian Paisley Jr. in the crowd.
Robin Swan is very dangerous.
Now, we've got the words, right? Robin Swan is very dangerous. He then invites Ian Paisley...
Sounds like the beginning of a song, like a football
chant. He then invites Ian Paisley Jr. to come up and do the backing vocals and then changes the lyrics.
No. Robin Swan is very dangerous. Robin Swan is very dangerous. Come on, Junior, you want to do it with me? Come on. Robin Swan is very dangerous. Robin Swan is extremely dangerous.
He's changed the lyrics to extremely, extremely.
And what's Junior lost there in his pocket?
I think he's lost a bottle of booze, hasn't he? Listen to the cheers and the applause as he walks off, though.
No.
Brown Eyed Girl. No.
Sing is a song, man.
Anyway, Brown Eyed Girl. No. This stops when we say no. Right?
Well, get ready for the cheers and the applause as he walks off. They hoist him above their heads.
That's when it stops. Thank you, Junior.
It's tepid.
I Aquano.
Another, I love that.
Another awkward moment. I've got my Twitter feed. I've just retweeted something. Did you see the woman who was holding forth in America talking about how, isn't it strange how now I've had my vaccine, I'm magnetic? Have you heard of these people?
Oh.
You
were
yes, vaccines state of this. Do harm people. Two by things. Her, I mean the state of this, but also keep your eye on this woman with the blue, the woman directly to this person's right with the blue T-shirt on. And the person behind
the
as
Nehru
well,
jacket.
The faces.
Never trust anyone who wears a Nehru collar outside of 1968.
Although her face is the one we're probably all going
to
be doing.
Hey, so I just found out something when I was on lunch, and I wanted to show it to you. We were talking about Dr. Tenpenny's testimony about magnetic vaccine crystals. So this is what I found out. So I have a key and a bobby pin here. Explain to me why the key sticks to me.
Yeah, well,
it sticks to my neck too.
No, the faces.
I got those. Yeah, so if somebody can explain this, that would be great.
I can explain. Yeah, you're holding a bit of metal up to your neck, and it's not sticking to you.
Also, the key won't be magnetic because it's brass.
My mind is just a little bit sweaty. The only place for that jacket is Moonraker.
Yes. Yes.
Any questions?
There was a woman. There was a doctor on who got banned on Twitter very recently. A woman, a female doctor. I know not her name.
The nurse.
I don't know. I thought it was a doctor, and she claimed that the vaccine made you travel back in time.
Okay.
This is a serious. The vaccine makes you travel back in time. I'm thinking if that's true, I'll have five of them, please. I will have that vaccine, baby. Thank you for that. We've got, here we go, the wonderful Mr. Ian and Ms. Catherine. You're
that must
up in
be
that
us.
One. That's got to be us. Dr. Naomi Wolf, thank you.
Oh, yeah, that, I mean.
God. I don't know who these people are, but this T-shirt, I'm afraid, is going to go in the bin, Stephen Page. I love it. It's too, look at that. It's embarrassing to wear such an old, faded T-shirt on this stream, guys. I've let you down, and I apologise for that. Let's have a look at the postage.
I'm working on this. It's been very well stuck down.
0203 286 6370. No anonymous phone numbers tonight. Man up and ring us with you. Show us your phone number.
Right, there's two things here and I have no idea whose is whose.
Oh, okay. Is there a letter?
There's a letter.
Here's a letter.
Hello. Hey, lovely people. I wrote this a few weeks ago. I wasn't sure whether to send it or not, hence the delay. But here it is. Thanks for everything. Okay, let's see what
we
got.
Who is this piece of trash?
The writing is beautiful.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Oh, my word.
It's long.
It's long.
Is there an abbreviated version? Who is it from?
Chaz Miller. Ah.
Chaz Miller.
Chaz Miller, trainee midwife Chaz Miller.
Chaz Miller. The whole thing's long. Let's not read the whole thing. We can read the whole thing privately. Let's not read the whole thing on stream. Let's now read the...
Okay, well, let me give you the edited highlights.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Nice things. I feel now is the time to share with you the story of how I fell in love with you both, with TLNA and with the incredible community of absolute nutters you've created.
Okay. We've got all of these wonderful things as well to open as well. Yeah. All of these wonderful things. So thank you.
I was going to say I'm the epitome of come for Ian, stayed for Catherine, but if I'm honest, I actually came for Bare Naked Ladies and stayed for you both.
Bare Naked Ladies.
I have followed Ian for his BNL love many years, and I remember Ed pointing him and his boys out at a gig in the Roundhouse in Camden Town.
Oh, yeah, he did.
This fact is not important, but I just remembered it. Anyway, one night I remember setting my alarm to tune into your show because you were interviewing Ed. I listened to the interview, but also the rest of the show and loved it.
All right.
At that time of the night, I was usually tucked up in bed.
Okay.
And so I shamefully didn't tune in again, and that's the end of
it. It's a long letter. We can read the whole thing in private, and we will. But it feels like someone sent us a book of poetry and we're reading it. Oh. Told ya. Private.
I just wanted to reinforce, hopefully what you already know, that you have a real powerful, tangible effect on normal, real people. The warmth you exude, the welcome you give, it's so incredibly appreciated. Your company when you don't realise it. Your voices heal when you don't even know there are hurts needing them. Your humour, your quick-wittedness. Well, Catherine's.
All right, that's enough of that shit.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I don't want to hear that horse shit.
You know you've saved lives. I'm not sure you quite appreciate how many you've saved. Quite possibly mine was one of them.
There we go. Thank you very much indeed.
Chaz, thanks for sticking around.
Thank you very much indeed. Let's open these one. I'm going to go for this one. it's $1 million. It feels like Top Trumps. Yes. There we go. Mischievous cats, Top Trumps. Oh, yes, I'm in. I'm in for some mischievous cats. Although I don't need it in Top Trumps. I've flipping got it in five cats. So I'm doing my nutting at the moment.
You're going to be well, Jill.
Where is it? Hey.
Cat lights.
Hey, cat lights. And cat Top Trumps. Thank you so much.
That's really kind.
Thank you. This one, I believe, is for me. I believe this is one from Dogface Dave, who I met today. We went to inspect...
Chaz is in the chat. Thank you very much, Chaz.
We went to inspect his David Bowie statue. He owns David Bowie. Now, he said to me today, you won't have this. It's a record, I'm guessing. And he said, yeah, I just thought you'd like it. You haven't got it. I said, oh, that's so kind, man. He said, yeah, I ordered it on Amazon and they sent me six instead of one. So I've just been giving them out to people.
Oh.
Oh, I can't go back. We're stuck on my close-up. Oh, my God, we're stuck on my close-up. That's outrageous. How do we get out of here? Oh, no, we're stuck on it. There we go. There we go. Now it works. Okay.
Is it because we both had the vaccine?
Could be. Oh, here we go. Elton John rarities and B-sides.
Well, not that rare. There's six of them floating around that we know of.
I'll have some of that.
Rarities and B-sides.
Come Back Baby. Scarecrow. Countryside's Love Affair. Oh, tartan coloured lady. Oh, she's got tartan on her ass. Skyline pigeon flying so high. I'll have some of that. Thank you, brother. That gets the thumbs up. Thumbs up fun award. Thank you, Dave. That's very, well, it's very generous of Amazon. Thank you, mate. And it was lovely to see you. So I had a really, really, my knowledge of Elton John is woefully slim, apart from the fact that I know people that know his kids. Thank you. That was lovely. And it was lovely to see you today. This one's for us, I believe. Last one is for me.
Fragile.
Thank you, guys.
Fragile, do not drop fragile. And impossible to open. This may take some time.
Here.
Ta. All right.
We're getting in there. Foxy boy, this is live right now. We are live right now. Here we go. Oh, this is from Viper. Viper, make yourself known.
Hi, guys.
Make yourself known.
Big fan of the show. I've been an avid viewer for the past months and had such great vibes and fun joining along the way.
We've noticed you in the chat.
Really love the In Bed with Chris Needham and even more the Blackpool Pleasure Beach Marathons. Great fun. Huge thanks again. And see you all on the Patreon side. Get that bloody thing moving.
Get that bloody thing moving.
Thank you, Viper. Sent.
Let's get the bloody thing going.
Oh, my God.
Blackpool Rock.
He sent Blackpool Rock. I haven't had rock in years. He sent bootleg.
Look at this, right?
Uh-oh.
On the front and on the back.
Oh, no, you dirty boy. Here we go. Matty, here's your picture for the thumbnail. Thank you. That is brilliant. That is brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's too small for me, so you'll be wearing that. That's too small for you, so your girls can wear that.
I'll be wearing it anyway.
That's brilliant. Viper, is Viper here? I don't know if Viper's here. I've not seen you tonight. Thank you. And there's one looks for me. These are great. Thank you, guys.
I'll have that for bed if you're not going to wear it.
What is this? Trivial Pursuit, The Beatles. Oh, baby. Is there a name? Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey. Oh. Ha.
Oh, this is from Vix. How do I know it's from Vix? Blobby.
Bloody blobby.
Bloody blobby. A gift note from Vicky Farimond. Oh, she's got a surname.
Mm-hmm.
Have a blobby birthday. From Vicky Farimond. Vicky Farimond. All right, let's have some Beatles trivia.
Do you want me to blow blobby up?
Thank you for that, guys, and we will read that letter in its entirety. And all of these presents will be licked once they're clean. Once they're clean. Foxy Boy reminds me of when I sent you a box of adult DVDs to open on LBC. He did.
Did he?
Sent me a load of Blueys.
I'm sure you disposed of those without looking at them.
They were a bit tame.
That's why I wanted to get rid of them.
Right. Bloody thing. What is this thing as well of tying things at the back of boxes? This is just a little bit of string, but normally it's like really weird metal. Well, that's not annoying, is it? Blowing that bloody thing up. Right. Oh, there's now this sellotape on here.
It's just gone off in my face there.
Blobby's just gone off in my face there. That's the Catherine Boyle.
Oh, blobby, blobby.
That's a Catherine Boyle.
That's nice.
Right, here we go. Beatles. Oh, jeez. Everything. Now, this is wrapped in something. For Christ's sake, I just want questions about the bloody Beatles. Just want questions about the bloody Beatles. That's all. That's all it is. 0203 286 6370 is the phone number. Fun times. Right. Question one. George. Although, there might be the answers. Right.
Where's okay. the answer, George?
Right. Keep asking me Beatles questions until I don't get any right. Until I get one wrong, I think, is the thing.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. You're right, Tim. I'm just answering Beatles questions until I get one wrong. So you'll be there waiting for a while.
Yeah, while you're doing that, I'll have the Hollies 1970s thing. Go.
We're not giving away bands tonight, mate. The band is locked.
The band store is shut.
It's locked.
Well, no, I'll have them anyway.
You
in
won't.
In that case, I'll use my vaccine time travel, go back to next Friday, and I'll have them then. How about that?
No, you can't have the Hollies. And also, how dare you send us a tweet saying, I'll have the Hollies? How dare you?
How do you know it was me?
Said your name on it, and it was from you.
No. Anyway, I'm...
Sod off.
I'm missing you on a Thursday night, you know. I'm missing you on most nights.
We haven't done Thursday nights. We haven't done Thursday nights for about 8 months.
I know, but if you can go back to doing nights as well
next
as
next Thursday, I'm going to be doing a stream next Thursday night. It's a promotional stream for a brand new computer game that if 80 of you download, we get $1,000 between us. You download it for free and you've got to play the first 10 minutes and we get $1,000 between us. It's still going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I'm going to make it funny. We're going to have a laugh. We might take some phone calls. So I'm on Thursday.
You're what welcome.
It will be on Twitch platform.
No, the game.
I don't know. Computers or something.
How are we going to play it if we don't know what platforms
Goodbye. Are? Goodbye.
He's a problems man, isn't he? Not
he's
a solutions
a, he's
man.
He's a prick man.
Which great teeth though. Which Beatle wrote the books in his own right?
John
and
Lennon.
The Spaniard in the Works.
Let me just find the name of the game.
Yeah. What Beatles album released in the US in July 1964 claimed to offer fans something new?
I don't know Beatle American albums. I would say Something New, but from the Beatles. Was that the time? Was that it?
Yeah. Someone could be asked with that question. Which city gained worldwide attention as the birthplace of the Beatles?
Liverpool.
According to the Beatles, what is all you need?
Big buckle of drugs with no top on.
This is a Rabbit Hole production.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.